What's up, Jake Robinson?
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
It's going great, bro. Just chilling. It's a great day.
Yeah?
Yep. Embezzled the FBI again. And just,
you did, huh?
Yep. I embezzled the nation, and the FBI is catching up on me. So. What was that?
What?
I didn't really hear something.
That's weird.
I started hearing something, but I
didn't. I don't think you heard anything.
Okay. I thought I heard something, but
I don't think you heard anything.
Alright. Yeah, so how are you doing? What's going on, man?
I'm good. I'm alright.
I had a girl living with me for a little while, as you know. Should we do the Alexa saga? Because that was a whole saga.
Are we naming names, or are we just talking about...
Shit. Well, I can't say her last name.
Yeah, let's not her last name. Let's not. But,
we'll just call her Alexa. But I've already said her name.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, let's do that. How was that?
We'll do the... Oh, nice. Okay, there we go. That is gonna be a killer right there. Well, okay. So, how long's it been? When did we do the last episode?
We did the last episode about 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
No.
Yeah, it's been a
while.
You're
insane.
It's been a while.
It's been more than 2 weeks.
You think it's been a month?
If it's only been 2 weeks, I'm insane. But it's been way more than 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but
like 3 weeks. Like 3 weeks.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
Then what do you think?
It's been months, at least. Hold on.
It has not been months.
It's been months. It has been a little, literal months, my friend.
I have it right here. Let's see. Nope.
What did we do last time? Episode 20? Chats with my daughter.
It was episode 15. We did episode 15, I think. What is it? Properties. It doesn't tell me when. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up on Spotify. It'll tell
August,
you on Spotify.
August 31st? That makes no sense.
August 31st. That sounds about right. So it's been over a month, because we're in October now.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
We have a very non-stressful release schedule that is that way for the audience to feel like they don't have to worry about when it's released, you know.
Yeah. I have a non-stressful sexual release schedule.
That's good. Can you talk?
It's not on a schedule, and it very rarely happens. It's very low stress, but high stress at the same time.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I mean, there's ways you can cope with that, but I don't know all the ways, and maybe...
Tell me some of the ways.
You can... Let's actually get some of the ways is you do yoga. Yoga is really healthy for that.
Yoga helpful?
Yeah, you go to yoga classes with really...
Oh, dude, what the hell? Don't... Come on.
With really really attractive ladies, and they'll help you. They'll help you relieve whatever
they'll
you got.
They'll do what?
Doing some kind of magic, you know? Yoga's magic, so...
I do some magic.
Yeah, I do. I'm a magician. I'm a little bit of a magician myself.
So, we kind of got off topic here. You were talking about,
The Alexis Saga.
The Alexis Saga.
Did we not do I only see episode 13.
We did 15. Pretty sure we did 15. Maybe we didn't do 15. Maybe I'm just...
What are you looking on?
On my where I saved all the episodes. Let me see if this is 15. How long?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, you got some things to look forward to.
Are we playing the episodes while we're listening to the episode? While we're doing an episode, let's just listen to old episodes. That would be a cool thing. We could do commentary on old episodes while, as like a new episode.
We did 13, so I was gonna do one of the video games episodes as 14 or 15.
Oh yeah, don't do that. That's okay. Silly. Okay, that's then. Very. No, I wouldn't. No, please right. Don't do that.
Okay, then we won't do that. Then this will be episode 14.
This will be episode 14. 14.
Then 13 was done. What the fuck is this? August 27th? No way.
Mhm. Yeah, August 27th.
Wow. Wow. That's impressive.
And also, it takes time to upload them and edit them. So it was probably before. We probably recorded it on like the 26th.
Okay.
At best.
I see. All right, so
blow my phone up. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah. So, updates. What the fuck happened with you in the last month? I'll tell you my story if you tell me your story. Okay.
We'll go
through the last month, and then we'll tell each other what happened.
Okay, I think that's a great idea, but we should do something with the Alexis. First, you should go first with the Alexis Saga, because okay. That's more fresh.
Okay. Let's see. We'll do the Alexis Saga. So this, you know, I used to be a comedian.
Yes.
I used to be a stand-up comedian. And, one of my shows, I was booked for a show to do, an hour. I was booked to do an hour at this this restaurant / bar. It was a full hour, but it was really subdivided into 3 20-minute sets. And there were a couple people there, and a couple people were watching the show. And I had a band behind me. And yeah, it was in, you know, this was sort of like a few, this was back in like, I think 2015 or so. I was very much in my rock star phase, you know, getting booked for shows and doing all that shit. Way before my mental health deteriorated to the extent that I am who I am today. And that was supposed to be a big laugh, but that's okay.
No, I was gonna ask you a question. I was gonna say, what do you mean? What do you mean? But I didn't get a chance.
Yep, that's fine. that's all right. So what happened? So there's this girl in the audience. She's with a boyfriend, and she liked the show, and we kind of hung out and talked a little bit. And, you know, a couple months pass, and then I go to a punk show. I go to a punk show, and she's there. Like, whoa, we just ran into each other. We just kind of ran into each other. And she's like, whoa, you're that guy. And I'm like, well, yeah, I am that guy. And so we became friends. And then I moved. I think she always kind of had feelings for me. She had feelings for me, because she would always hang out, and I would like At this time, I was also hosting my own stand-up show in a neighboring city. I lived in Huntsville at the time, and I did a show out in Sheffield, Alabama. So every so often, I would I would pick her up, and we would drive to the neighboring city. I'd do the show, and we just spend a lot of time together because it's an hour. It's half an hour there, half an hour back, and then the show would be 2 hours. So we became kind of close. We became close, and then I moved. I moved, and I spent a lot of time away from Alabama, and now I'm back. I don't want to be back, but I'm financially I'm in a precarious financial situation due to COVID. So I'm back in a very cheap place where I have family, and that's Alabama. Okay, and so we rekindled our friendship, and she's like, "I might move to Ohio." So I'm like, "Oh, why?" And she shares all these. I'm not going to share any of the really personal details, but her family life and living situation was really fucked up. Okay? And I'm like, "Well, whoa, that's all really fucked up. What's happening to you? You know, you can always just stay here if you want." And fuck, we talk a little bit about emotions and why we never got together, and she kind of revealed that she still has feelings for me. And I'm like, "Oh man, I don't really have feelings for you." I said, I think what I said was, "I don't love you, but I really want to. I want to, because I think she's deserving of love. And on paper, she would be a good girlfriend. But I just wasn't really all that attracted to her." But sorry, were you gonna say something?
No, continue.
Okay, so but on paper, I feel like she would be a good girlfriend, you know. She has animals, and she smokes weed all the time, and she likes video games, and we like a lot of the same music. She likes stand-up comedy. She can't have kids. I hate kids. So really, we were technically on paper very compatible, but and she was attracted to me. But I just wasn't attracted to her. So I was like, "You know what? Let's give this a shot." And so we had long conversations about, you know, how we felt about each other, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, "You know what? You don't have to move to Ohio if you don't want to. You can always just stay here. You just pay me $50 a week and you can stay here for as long as you want. You know, just $50. That's really reasonable." So she ended up staying, and she moved in with her two animals. There's a cat and a little dog. And she stayed here for 3 weeks. And what exactly happened in that 3 weeks? The first week was really good. First week was really nice. We're kind of just figuring out who each other are. We're smoking weed all the time, having nice conversations. But I don't know. I think she's the type of person that has a lot of past trauma, and as a result has, I think, major trust issues. And it was really difficult to talk to her about anything. And you know, I'm the type of person who wants to do stuff with people, and not just talk, but actually share experiences. And it kind of hurts my feelings when I try to share myself with people and share experiences with people and suggest things to do, go out on bike rides or volunteer at the homeless shelter or volunteer at the animal shelter, or, you know, play video games together, or God, what else did I suggest? I don't know. There's a bunch of different things that I suggested. But she's really just not into anything that I want to do. And it's like, okay, I mean, that sucks, but whatever. it's fine, I guess. But like, she got arrested on a suspended license. And she had weed in her car. And when she got arrested, the cops searched her car. And they found, a marijuana concentrate, which is a controlled substance in Alabama. So she was charged with a felony. So that's an issue.
That's insane. Over weed. I can't believe over weed.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's fucked up. So she gets charged. She gets a felony charge. She has a felony charge on her record. And she gets appointed a lawyer. But she misses her appointment with her lawyer. And like, I asked her why, and she's like, someone didn't give her a ride. And I was like, that's a very silly reason for sleeping in and avoiding your appointment, because someone didn't give you a ride. I would have bought you a lift so that you could go to your lawyer, because this is really important. And she's like, I don't want to involve you at all. And yeah, I think that's really illogical and it hurts my feelings. So I didn't like that. And I'm like, maybe, if you're getting charged with a marijuana possession, maybe you should stop smoking weed for a little bit. And then that would look good on your case. You know, if you could present that, like, I'm ready to do a drug test, I quit weed, I know I have a problem, you might get off with probation and not have to spend a year in jail. Because like, the problem with getting a felony charge, felonies specifically, there are minimum sentences of 1 year. So she would have to go to prison for 1 year. And on top of that, having a felony conviction on your record really fucks your life up in a lot of ways. You surrender your Second Amendment rights. You can no longer vote. It's very, very hard to get hired anywhere because a lot of people are not willing to hire felons. So that, like, obviously this is really, really important to me that she not go to jail, you know? I mean, at the very least, this is a person who is my friend, who has been my friend for a very long time, that I care about a great deal. So I have an enormous amount of, like, I don't want her to go to prison. I don't want her life to get fucked up. But there was a point where like she would just start fighting me on everything. And
damn.
And like, so when I would try to like buy her lifts to get to where she needed to go to meet with the people she needed to meet with, she would get angry. When I would ask her who her lawyer was and like what her plan was for like how she's going to conduct herself in court, she would get angry. At some point she said she wanted to represent herself because she didn't want to be responsible for lawyer fees. And I was like, you know, like when you have an appointed public defender, you don't have to pay lawyer fees. And we looked it up on Google and like, no, you don't have to pay lawyer fees when you have a court appointed lawyer.
Right.
So she got upset and yeah, she went to her hearing and she got more details about when her court date is going to be, who the judge is going to be. And apparently she was assigned, her case was assigned a judge who has a history of going really, really, really hard on people who possess marijuana. So basically, And they have her dead to rights, and she's like, well, I think I might just plead guilty because they have me dead to rights. And I'm gonna represent myself. So, like, to me, this is, like, extremely worrisome, because to me it sounds like you don't want to fight at all. You're not going to fight for your freedom at all. And you're doing all this, you're doing it your own way in the name of, like, individuality, like being your own person. And it's fine to be your own person, but if you're going to put yourself in a smaller and smaller and smaller box in the name of individuality, it just doesn't really make much sense to me. It kind of, like, seems like you're going against your interests and not using critical thinking to really think about how the situation is going to play out for you. So we would argue about that quite a bit. How she would say it's not my place to give her advice on these matters, and eventually she just fled the state, and now, so she stayed here 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
Only paid me for 1 week, by the way. And then left my house and took some stuff. Didn't take, like, I mean, not, like, expensive stuff. There was one day where, like, she asked me, hey, can you get me some coffee on the way back? And I was like, you know what? I'll do you one better. I'm gonna buy us a coffee maker, right? Because we didn't have a coffee maker in the house. So I was like, mm-hmm. You know what? I'm gonna buy a coffee maker.
She took the coffee maker?
She took the coffee maker.
What the hell?
Yeah. There must have been some sort of miscommunication. Like, she thought it was her coffee maker because I bought the coffee maker for her, I guess.
You brought it, I guess, to make coffee for... You bought it so you can make coffee for her, not coffee maker for her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little bit awkward. So, but now she's gone. Now she's gone. That was a shorter story than I thought it would be. But yeah, that's the whole story, or as much as I want to tell of it. But that's basically been the last 3 weeks of my life. My brother came to visit as well.
And, oh, nice.
It was his birthday on the 6th. Your birthday was yesterday, right?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, bro.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
What do you want for your birthday? Oh, you know what? You don't get to choose what you get for your birthday.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get you a present, though.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You gotta send me your address after. Don't tell me your address right now. Okay. Wait, actually, tell me your address right now.
You want my social as well?
Yeah, give me your social and then your address. Okay. Your street address.
All right. I will do that in just a moment. So just to dive a little bit deeper, I want to get to Corey after, but... was she difficult to live with, or was she a saint?
It was, like, a mixed bag. She was really nice to live with, actually. Like, in some ways. In some ways, it was great. And in some ways, it was not so great. Like, no relationship is perfect, obviously.
Right.
No relationship is perfect. And, like, for me, it takes me a long time to get, like, really comfortable enough with somebody to where I'm, like, comfortable enough to be intimate with them. So I was like, okay, your hearing is on October 6th, and then your court date is on November 5th. So let's say that we will be boyfriend and girlfriend on November 6th. And she's like, yeah, okay, that sounds good to me. And so, like, that was the plan. So I decided, like, okay, we're not going to do anything physical until we're boyfriend and girlfriend, right? But so we slept in the same bed together, and sometimes we would make out. But it never really went farther than that, and I don't think I was ever really comfortable with it going farther than that. It was nice. It's nice having, like, a warm body to snuggle against when you're sleeping. You know, that's some of the best sleep ever. She always had really high quality weed. I think she was actually a weed dealer. I don't know that for certain, but I get the feeling that she was.
You get that vibe.
I get the feeling that she was
that's how she was making her money. Because she wasn't employed at the time, and hadn't been employed for quite a while. And her story was that she worked really, really hard as a manager, as a shift manager at a Brugger's all through COVID. And would do like 16-hour days, like back to back to back to back. And then she basically like also had gone through two marriages and had a house at one point, which she sold. So she had like $20,000 to $30,000 in savings, and a lot of it was in Bitcoin, which went through like a major, like the value of Bitcoin went up a lot. So if she made the investment at the right time, like she probably has quite a substantial net worth for her age. She's only 26. So yeah, like, but like parts of that story don't really make much sense. Like she was still driving this car that was really questionable, and it doesn't really make sense how she wouldn't just like get, I mean, she was like living with friends, but if you have $30,000 in savings, like why would you put yourself in that situation? She was like miserable with her living situation. And to me, if you have $30,000, like you don't need to like resort to like miserable living situations. So it didn't really make much sense. And apparently she said her sister's father in some way was instrumental to her getting arrested, right? Either through negligence or malicious intent. I'm not sure. So I was like, oh, okay. So he has details that are like, can exonerate you maybe. Would he testify in court? And she's like, no, I would never do that to him. Which, I mean, doesn't really seem logically like conclusive. You know, like if somebody set you up, why would you not want to have them testify in court on your behalf? Right, it's kind of a minor inconvenience, and if they were, you know what I mean, she didn't want to inconvenience him.
If he could help,
was her story.
If he can help the case, then why not?
Right, why would you not want to?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, she thought she was doing him a favor by not including him in court, but
see, like, but that's her story. That was her story, but like the story isn't logically consistent. And the reason I think like she might be a drug dealer is, yeah, like I think he bailed her out. He bailed her out of jail, and she also was like in regular contact with him about weed things. Now this is a lot. This is a little bit fuzzier, and I'm not sure about the whole details of this. So I probably shouldn't speak on it much more, but. Yeah, a lot of things like didn't really make much sense, and a lot of her story was like contradictory. But I'm like hesitant to call her a liar because there's so little I know. She kept me in the dark about a lot of things. Like it wasn't like when you're like trying to be in a relationship with somebody, it's in your best interest to like share things, I guess, like, or at least not hide things, or at the very least like not reject all forms of help and support, and that's kind of what she did, and that seems, it doesn't seem logically consistent. But yeah, she's gone now.
Do you believe that you that's the end of your relationship, or you'll speak or see her again?
I'll probably see her again.
Would you think she would be in any way offended by anything you said on the podcast?
Probably. She'd probably be offended.
Okay, don't recommend
it.
Well, I mean,
I don't really care. You know?
Yeah, you're just venting your side, or you're just talking about your side, basically.
I don't think she's a bad person.
Right.
And I don't think people should be arrested for having concentrated marijuana cartridges. You know, this isn't like this. In no way am I impugning her character.
Right.
And I in no way am I defaming her. I guess I am sort of defaming her by, or impugning her character by, like, insinuating that she might not be telling the truth about certain things. But, you know, who knows what her motivations are. She could just want to protect me or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what her motivations are. Like, so many things were kept secret and not on the table. And we'd have, like, interesting discussions, but anytime the subject would get around to, so what can I do to help? What can I do to help with this awful shit you're going through? She would always get upset. And that itself, like, getting upset doesn't make sense to me. Maybe I just don't know.
Yeah, maybe she probably had her reasons, but you were just trying to help, and she should have she could have taken your word with a grain of salt, at least.
I don't think we trusted each other.
We
didn't trust each other. I don't think I trusted her, and, like, she didn't trust me.
Oh, okay. That's important for a roommate, especially. Someone you're living with. So, when was the last time you spoke to her?
I texted her, and, like, our last conversation was, like, so why didn't you move to Ohio? I asked her, like, why didn't you move to Ohio? That's a leading question. Because I know why she didn't move to Ohio. She didn't move to Ohio because she wanted to be with me. She wanted to, like, see if this relationship would go anywhere.
Right.
You know? Because I think she had liked me for a really long time. And she said herself, like, I still have feelings for you. And maybe those feelings, like, evaporated after we started living together. Because, you learn a lot about a person when you live with them. And maybe she learned things about me that she didn't like.
Right.
So maybe she just didn't want to be with me anymore. But her response to, like, why didn't you move to Ohio was, I'm scared. I'm scared to move to Ohio. It's a new place. I've never been there before. And then I texted her, like, the next... And then she left. Like, I went to work that night after, like... We kind of had a big fight. We kind of had a big fight. And I got angry and upset, and I yelled, and then I took a shower, and then I apologized for yelling and said I would like a bed partner. So we got in the bed together and snuggled and made out a little bit and fell asleep, and then she gave me a ride to work, and by 7 when I got home, she was gone. And I asked her, did you leave in the middle of the night? And her response was, I decided to stop being scared. I guess that was in reference to... I mean, maybe I made her scared. I don't think... That doesn't really make sense, though. Because it's like, our last interaction was like... Yeah, our last interaction didn't... She didn't seem afraid of me. Um,
our last interaction was fine. But I think when she said, like, I decided not to be scared, like, I think what she meant was scared of a new environment. But yeah, maybe she felt like she was living in fear with me, but that doesn't make any sense.
No, I mean, she's probably moving. I think she's probably moving to Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, that's what I think happened. But she had, like, that's incredibly unwise. It's an incredibly unwise thing to do, especially if there's, like, a pending felony charge against you in the state of Alabama.
Right.
Why would you flee the state?
Right,
like,
I'm
every
sure.
part of how she's conducting herself in terms of, like, the legal system is... It's really dumb. It's really dumb and very disappointing and very depressing because she's doing everything wrong. So...
Well,
yeah.
You were starting to develop feelings for her?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I think I realized, like, pretty soon, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks in, 2 weeks into her living there, I realized, like, okay, I'm still not attracted to you, and, I've learned more things about how, like, how your critical thinking skills work. Like, I learned there were just, like, more unattractive qualities that I was exposed to. And when you're trying to be attracted to someone that you're not initially attracted to, and then, like, there's more unattractive qualities piled on, it doesn't really, like, help the cause. So that's what ended up happening. She had bad breath, and she would sometimes cough and choke in her sleep.
I think
that was a very unsettling, like, sleeping experience. Being next to somebody who's, like, choking. It sounded like she was choking on her own vomit in her sleep. She had, I think, a lot of phlegm build up.
Okay, well,
go ahead.
No, okay, so then, in a way, you're not that torn with her leaving. I mean, you're not.
I would sound much different if I was really upset about it. It's just something that, like, I figured she would go to prison, and that's how this whole thing would work itself out. But it ended up working itself out a different way of her just leaving the state before going to prison. So it was still the same end of her leaving, but it just happened sooner than I thought it would, which is fine, because I didn't, you know.
Right.
Fine.
All right. Well, wish her the best, and time to move on then, huh?
Time to move on.
Yes. All right, and so Corey came to stay with you. Did he stay? Did he live with you? I mean, did he stay with?
He just went out. Corey and I are brothers, and so we're close, I guess. But we're also Robinsons. Robinsons, and Robinsons basically. Each individual Robinson is like a self-contained machine, and doesn't interact with other individual machines.
Okay.
All right. We just kind of, like, build our own networks and do our own things. So yeah, everybody in my family is kind of like that, really. My dad, my grandpa, my mom, my brother, me, kind of just scatter all over the place and build our own systems. So we went out to lunch and we talked about books and stuff. Talked about our jobs. I met his fiance. she's cool, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. But we just kind of hung out for an afternoon. And then his birthday was Wednesday. Last Wednesday. Was it? I'm not sure. It was on the 6th.
I see.
I forgot to call him. I still have to call him.
You still gotta call him? Call who?
He's 29 now.
I thought you were still talking about Corey. My bad. What are you talking about?
No, I am.
Oh, okay.
You're 29 too?
Yes and no. I'm technically 20.
Don't compromise yourself on the podcast.
I'm not. I'm a secret agent. I must not say any more words.
You're
69. Agent 69. I also go by Boner.
That's inappropriate. Don't be gross. Be professional. Come on.
Yeah, like this is like this is a professional podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
We have the highest standards of quality.
Highest standards of quality, known to man.
Yes, sir. Yes, we do.
We any reads you wanna. No, please don't.
What?
Do the FBI one, if you're going to do
no,
one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. So, yes, we are professional. We make the best content, and we're very routine and strict and scheduled. Yep.
Yeah, we stick to a schedule, and we have strict content policies and strict standards and practices. And we always have a script. We never deviate. And we never ramble. And we always stay on topic. And there's never any dead air. And both of us have 16-inch penises. That's not part of the professionalism, but that adds to our professionalism.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I have a 16-inch penis. You have a 16-millimeter penis.
Ah, thanks, buddy. You really know how to look out for your fellow.
I love diversity, so that's why I use
the metric system. Yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see here. So let me tell you about the last time, after the last time we recorded our last podcast, and I think we did Cobble Cowboy.
The Cobble Cowboy episode.
Yep.
I remember.
You.
It seems like ancient history now. Like, so much has happened between the podcasts that, like, it seems like ancient history. I feel like a younger man.
Every time we talk and do a podcast, I realize that so much has happened, and it's like a miracle that we are still we're still recording the podcast and we're still doing it, because so much has happened that would derail us from doing the podcast. And I mean, it has derailed us.
Yeah, I mean, you say derail, but that implies that we're ever on a rail to begin with.
We're
never on track, right?
Yeah, we don't have a solid track. We started to for a while. We were churning them out like there was nothing. But
we were churning them out in the beginning, where we were doing 3 a week. But I think 3 a week, I think, gave us burnout. And then we were like, oh, fuck, I gotta do other shit. Holy shit, I'm gonna fucking kill myself from all this podcasting I'm doing.
Yeah, we needed a break. And eventually, the break caught up to us, and we took more breaks than necessary. So anyways, Cobble Cowboy happened, and you brought him on. You created him. Let me tell you, you created him. I embodied him, because... In my manic episode, I went to Afghanistan and I shook Kabul Cowboy's hand, and then I became Kabul Cowboy in Pittsburgh. I was walking around, actually thinking, I'm Kabul Cowboy.
How did you walk? Did you walk with like a wide stance? You have a big 10-gallon hat.
I went to the gas station, and I got a Red Bull, and I was after I got the Red Bull, I went back out and I said. And I was talking to myself. I said that Jake and everybody thought that Kabul Cowboy is a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. He's a good guy. He's misunderstood. They thought it was so tough to get Kabul Cowboy to America. I got him to America in one day. Look at that.
Yeah. So, you helped him immigrate here from Afghanistan.
I didn't do the accent. I did not know how to do it.
You didn't do the accent?
I couldn't do the accent.
But you were a Kabul Cowboy.
I was Kabul Cowboy, bro. I was Kabul Cowboy from Afghanistan.
Okay.
It was very interesting. It was I wasn't the vicious, like, I wasn't the bad guy Kabul Cowboy. I was the good Kabul Cowboy.
That's good. Did Kabul Cowboy ride a horse or a camel?
He rides both at the same time.
That's why his stance is like ultra wide.
Yeah.
He has one leg on the camel and one leg on the horse.
Yep.
Either that's a very fast camel or a very slow horse.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say it's a fast camel or slow horse. Oh man. So we did that, and buddy, I gotta tell you, you messed up. You didn't complete your job, the one job you had. You didn't.
What job?
You were supposed to keep me from going manic. It was your job to keep me from going manic, and
Instead, I triggered you.
It's actually funny because I feel like the podcast actually gives me new ideas to go manic into, like.
Nice. we should create characters from now on that are not dangerous in any way. Now that I know that is a permanent fact in my brain. Do I need to apologize to any Afghanis that you
harmed in the process?
No. Yeah, you've offended by living vicariously through my characters?
No, it's okay. I think they'll be fine because I haven't been. One thing I know about my manic episodes is that I don't go violent. I don't go violent. I do get into arguments with people though, and then I don't remember what I got in an argument about. Kaiser said one day he came from work, and I was just using the hose outside, and I was just swirling the hose around, and he goes, he's like, put that out, turn that off, and I snapped at him. I'm like, my bitch shark wants water. My bitch shark is gonna get water.
your bitch chart?
Shark. Bitch shark.
Bitch shark.
Yeah. Yeah, my bitch shark is gonna get water.
It's hard to say. Bitch shark? Bitch shark?
Bitch
That's
shark.
A hard word to say.
Bitch shark. Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch shark.
Yep. I have no idea what I wanted.
Did you have a bitch shark?
I don't know. I apparently had a shark that was my bitch. There's cool. I think the way I there's a female singer, female artist that's called, her name is Amy Shark, and I really like her music. So I guess maybe I turned her into my bitch shark.
Yeah. But, well, I can see how that would. If I was a crazy person, that would make sense. You know? I feel like I can see how it would make sense to you when you're in that frame of mind.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That's how a lot of them, a lot of the episodes go. But I think I figured out what it was, basically. I think I'll be good from now on. It's the overconsumption of marijuana and alcohol. So
yeah.
Drugs, basically.
Yeah, man, I keep telling you that. That's always what happens. You end up... Yeah. Let's just not. Like, I am not going to smoke weed for a little while now.
Okay.
And you shouldn't smoke weed anymore.
I think weed is bad for me, for real.
I think weed is bad for you, actually. I think alcohol is really bad for you, too.
The thing is, I think I can... you're right, actually. My family believes alcohol is bad for me, too. You're right, though. The alcohol is bad. I think the alcohol isn't as bad as weed. In my mind, but my family believes...
Yeah, weed can be psychoactive. So
that one's
really bad. That's worse.
On my birthday, I was having a great time, and then one of my buddies lit up a joint, and I hit it 2 times, and it ruined my whole night. It was like...
This was yesterday, then.
This was yesterday, yes.
Okay.
Is it yesterday? Yesterday was Sunday.
So you're a two-hitter quitter, is what you're trying to say to me.
I'm a negative one-hitter. No, I'm kidding. Like, basically, if you take 2 hits of a joint, I'm a half-hitter. Half-hitter-quitter. Half-hitter-quitter. Yep. That's how I would word it. I don't think drugs are... If I can go back, knowing everything I know, if I can go back, I think I would have avoided at least half or more manic episodes by just not doing any drugs at all.
Yeah. Well, didn't you do like a year of total sobriety where you didn't do any drugs and you were celibate?
2.5 years, bro. 2.5 years.
Did you have any manic episodes during
that
time?
No, I did not. I did not.
Did you get anywhere close?
No, I did not. Besides the end, towards the end, when I went off my sobriety, I went off sobriety and I started drinking a lot and smoking a lot of weed. I went manic.
Yeah, man. I think like that time when you were at Sutherland.
Yep.
When we were co-workers.
Yeah.
Like Sutherland is it really grinds you down. Like all jobs, all jobs kind of grind people down, but really you were like kind of on top of your game in those days. You were like totally sober. You had like really good ideas for the future. You were trying to develop side hustles. You had a good job where like it wasn't a whole lot of pressure, where you could like, it was so little pressure that you could escape the job and no one would notice.
Right. I had it easy.
Yeah.
I had it easy last year too when they had everybody go work home from the pandemic.
Maybe you should try to get a work from home gig, dude.
Yeah, I think I should actually. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Work from home and like, you know, I want to visit Rochester soon. Because my dad wants to give me a car, so
okay.
I need to go up. I think I'm gonna take like 2 days off of work, so I'll have a 4-day weekend, and I'll do a flight up, and I'll spend like 3 days in Rochester, maybe 2 days, and then I'll spend the last day driving back down to Alabama.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, we should do a live podcast.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That would be dope, live podcast, without any editing. That makes me.
Well, we would still edit it. This podcast doesn't work without editing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If you think there's dead air now, like
look at the unedited versions, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So
you really make it nice when you edit it, and it's, like, way snappier, you know?
Thank you. And
no, thank you.
When you should do your music more often.
I should. I really should get back into it.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I put the piano away. The piano's back in the box.
Piano's back in the box. Oh man, my guitar is in the guitar case, and your piano's back in the box. What kind of musicians are we? We're nothing.
We're not musicians.
We're nothing. We're not
musicians anymore. I'm not a musician anymore.
Oh man.
I feel like I've lost it. I've lost the way. The love of my life has moved to another state, and I don't know how to love anymore.
You don't know how to love. You don't know.
Yeah, that's how it feels. That's how it feels when I lose, when I fall out of practice with my piano. It feels like there's something missing in my life. It's like when you come home, and your live-in girlfriend is no longer there. You know, the house feels extra empty.
Extra empty. Well, you can always remodel the house and bring it back out. Bring the girlfriend.
I'm in the process of doing that. Yeah. I should buy a bookshelf. I have more physical books now. I never thought I would need a bookshelf, because all my books I consume digitally. But I have way more physical books now. My brother got me a book, and I'm starting to. I'm starting to buy more books, more physical books. Yeah, I feel like it would be cool to have a bookshelf. But I had this conversation with somebody, and he was like, yeah, man, you should buy a bookshelf here. And they're only like $15. And I know that libraries sometimes will just give books away. They'll just give books away, so they'll have a full bookshelf. The underlying implication there is that I should put books that I have not read on a bookshelf in my home.
Oh, yeah.
Which seems really insincere to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I have enough books right now that I've read where I can display them where it'll be any sort of impressive. But, at the same time, I'm not trying to be impressive with the bookshelf. Maybe I shouldn't buy a bookshelf. I should sell my books, honestly.
That's the most thought out process of getting a bookshelf I've ever heard.
Yeah, I've thought the whole thing through.
Yep.
The best play is to just sell my books. Cause what are you doing? Why would you flex on people by showing people how many books you've read? But then half of the books, two thirds of the books on that bookshelf are books you got for free from the library. Other people won't know, but I'll know how pathetic that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll have to lie when a girl comes over to my house and asks, have you read all these books? And yeah.
What does Bane think about bookshelves?
What does Bane think about them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to call him up?
No, yeah, let's call him up. Let's call him.
Hold on real quick. Let me just call him. Just call him up real quick.
Durrut! 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 He should have picked up by now. Oh, okay.
Hello? Hello? Hello, this is Bane.
Hey, Bane.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, I just got out of the shower. Oh, hold on. Let me just, dry off. Let me just, dry off real quick. How you doing? I just got out of the shower.
Don't you have mechanical parts that will get fried?
Yeah,
in the
I
shower?
Haven't put the parts on yet. So give me a second. Oh, I wondered what would break first. Your soul? Or your body? I'm back. Okay, here I am. I'm here now.
Oh, hello.
Your phone, my mask is on, and I'm on the phone. I always answer your call.
Thank you.
What do you want to ask me today?
So,
The voice.
What do you think about bookshelves? Do you think Jake should get a bookshelf?
I think research in all subjects is very important. Every man should be knowledgeable in his field.
Oh, okay.
Down here in the sewers, we read books all the time.
You live in the sewage and you take showers?
Yes, we live in the sewers, very much like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And you take showers?
No, never. I never take showers. That's not how my girlfriend likes it. My girlfriend prefers to... she prefers to have sex with men who go around in costumes and fight people all day. And they come back home all sweaty. Yes, that's what she likes, so that's what I do. I come back home sweaty, and then I watch her fuck other men, because that's what I'm into. I am a cock.
What the?
I'm really into cuckoldry.
Alright.
That's why I gave her to Batman.
Well, your young audience does not know what that means. Let's keep it that way.
But I think the films are actually R-rated, so I'm not sure what you're on to here.
Are they? Is it?
I'm not sure, actually. Let's go on to IMDb and check. Let me just fact check this. I wouldn't want to be caught lying, caught with my pants down, as it were.
As it were.
What's it called? The Dark Knight Rises?
You don't know the title of your own movie? What kind of...
The Knight Rises. Here we go! 2012, of course. It is rated. Don't actually see. You're the CTO in this business. Why don't you check? Please.
I can't check right now because I'm busy funding non-profit organizations.
Oh, that's good of you.
Yes.
Oh, it's rated PG-13. Ah. So we can have one swear word in the whole movie.
Oh, neat.
I can only say fuck once. And I reserve the use of my one fuck. I give it away to Batman, because there's nothing I love more than watching my girlfriend have sex with other stronger men than I. Main fetish.
Why do you have that fetish? I'm curious why people have those fetish.
What do they say? What's the expression? Different strokes for different folks.
Okay. Different strokes for different folks. That's weird.
Different pains for different pains. Different pokers for different jokers. Different aces for different two faces.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Yep. So, anyway, Jake should definitely buy a bookshelf.
Okay.
Fill it with all kinds of books on hand-to-hand combat. And, let's see. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. Let's see. What else should I put on the bookshelf? Protocols of the Elders of Zion, the Turner Diaries, let's see, Mein Kampf,
You said Vampire Diaries, right?
Vampire Diaries, yep. Very similar to the Turner Diaries. Yep. So, all those books, which you have no idea why they're problematic. You've never heard of these and don't know why. You don't get the joke, but that's okay.
I do not get the joke.
I have to go do some reading now.
Oh, man. All right, can you put on... Can you... who's the other guy? I'm trying to think of the other guy. I can't think of the other guy.
I have Catwoman here. She's
Catwoman. She's here. Yeah, Catwoman. Yeah, definitely.
Catwoman's here. I can put her on if you want.
Yeah, put Catwoman on.
Okay, give me one moment.
Catwoman? No, it's not Batman. It's not Bruce. I'm not sure. Just come to the phone. No, I know. Okay.
Hello. This is Catwoman.
Hey, how you doing? What's your day looking like? You do.
You can build a guillotine.
Okay. Why do you sound like someone I know? Okay, so do you have any book suggestions for Jake to put in his bookshelf?
Agreed. Frankenstein.
You sound like Jake. That's a little scary. Okay, all right. Can I just have my friend back online instead? This is getting a little scary. What the hell is going on? All right, I would very much like my friend.
All right. How was the phone call? What did you find out? I was in the other room.
Bane said you should have you should definitely get a bookshelf. He recommended
what
a couple.
What books did he suggest that I get?
The Communist Manifesto. Something.
That doesn't seem like something he would suggest. Seem like a communist to me.
Vampire Diaries.
The Vampire Diaries. Yeah. Okay. He suggested the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
The Communist Manifesto.
Yeah.
What else?
Dildos R Us.
Dildos R Us.
Yep.
That's, I think, a company and not a book. That's a company that you regularly patron. You should know that that's not a book.
I am definitely
certain. Dildos R Us is a picture book. And the main characters are dildos.
Exactly.
It's all cartoon pictures of dildos, and they have their thumbs pointing to themselves, and they're all smiling and holding hands. It's a children's book.
Oh shit, Jesus!
No, it's to educate them. It's educational. It's like Everybody Poops, but for dildos.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
So you support the idea?
I do not support any of that at all.
Hmm. Why do you go to the website dildosrs.com? Why did I find that on your search history?
Because I was doing research for an elderly lady that does not know how to use the computer.
And she was asking you to Google dildosrs.
Yeah, she was thinking about buying stock. She was thinking about buying
stock in dildosrs.
Yeah.
LLC.
Yeah.
Okay. I think. Did you check dildosrs.org? I hear that's more reputable.
I definitely checked them. I did not think of them. No. Thanks for bringing them up so I can keep a.
I think if there's anybody who knows about bringing them up, it's dildosrs.com.
Right. Right on.
Would you ever make a mold of your penis to sell to a woman who wanted it?
I already have.
You already have?
Yes.
You did that for her?
I did.
Who asked you to do that for them?
Her name was Bethany Save. Bethany Savers? Bethany Savers, yep.
That's cute. She's like, I want to fuck you forever. So I'm going to have you make a mold of your own penis that I can pour some sort of resin in and then fuck myself as you forever. It's pretty romantic, honestly.
It is. It really is.
That's cool. All right. Well, anything else you want to say?
I think I am all out of ideas, pal.
Okay. Me too. I wasn't really feeling it today. I feel like we did a little bit of good stuff, but maybe we should talk about what we should do in the future. You know what? This is honestly, like, this podcast itself, this is really just a behind-the-scenes stream of consciousness. This is a stream of consciousness podcast from the Chats with Friends Network. There are other projects in the pipeline from the Chats with Friends Network, and we'll discuss those later.
We will, for sure.
But there's definitely other things in the pipeline that are a little bit more sophisticated than this, that are a little bit more scripted in format.
Yeah. I mean, this is the rehearsal dinner.
This is just chilling. This is just, we're chilling, and no pressure. It's just chats. It's just little chats with friends.
Chats with friends. That's a very catchy name. Somebody should make it a. Somebody should make it a company.
We worked it into the conversation.
We did it.
We said the title of the podcast.
We did it.
All right. Well, this has gone, I think, an hour and 15 minutes.
Yep.
What do you think? We should cut it off here?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks for listening, folks. Join us on the next episode. We will have a guest for sure.
Mm-hmm. Will we?
I think we will. I'm pretty sure
okay.
We will. All right.
Yeah, Alexis doesn't live with me anymore, so that was the only live guest I could have brought.
It's okay. I have.
She's gone. It's fine.
We'll have other guests. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. All right. Adios.
Adios. Au revoir. Thank you.